Good morning.
大家好。
It is indeed a great honor to be back with you.
是我很大的荣耀能够回到大家的当中。
Because I remember the very first service that Philadelphia Church ever had.
我现在还能够记得这个友爱堂第一个的崇拜的时候。
When we used to meet at Thornley.
当最初的时候，我们是在 Thornley 那边在聚会的。
How many of the Thornley people are still here today?
在 Thornley 的朋友，今天有多少还在这里啊？
Well, that's great to see so many of you.
太高兴了，在这里还能够见到有这么多在我们中间。
And I remember our very first baptisms.
我还记得我们第一个的洗礼。
And how Peter Chung, Chung Mok Si and I worked to get the work established.
你当时就和钟牧师在一起的，和大家在一起的工作。
And now we see a much, much, much bigger church.
今天我们见到一个更大、更大的一个教会在这里。
And it is wonderful to be back with you.
太高兴了，能够再回来到大家的中间。
I am very humbled to be here.
来到你们中间的时候，我非常的谦卑。
Now they've given me a very hard passage to preach on.
他今天给我一个非常困难的。
It's been at least 9 or 10 years since I last preached through an interpreter.
大约有差不多八九年，我没有这个在这个讲道的时候需要一个翻译了。
And I'm probably very rusty.
我可能还有点这个比较不容易啊。
So I ask you to forgive me if we don't quite get it right between us.
如果我们中间有什么问题的话，请你们原谅。
I'll be right, he's wrong.
当然是他是对的。
No, you have a very good man as your pastor. Now you tell me if he says that right.
这个不用翻译了。
He's very modest. Well now, would you like to look at your Bible reading? Either it could be put back up on the screen, or else you can look at it in your Bibles. 1 Samuel chapter 15 in the Bible.
我们再回去在这个圣经当中，这个撒母耳记的第十五章的圣经的经文的里边。
It's a very difficult chapter of scripture.
在这里是一个在圣经当中最困难的其中一个的章节。
Because it seems to go against what we so often hold in modern life.
在中间当我们来看的时候，和我们现在的生活是有很大的区别。
But I want to look at a number of things so far as we just go back over what we've seen in the first couple of sermons.
我们从现在，我们先回去之前一两个的讲到了当中，看看之前发生了些什么事情。
And the first thing I want you to remember is in reading and understanding the Old Testament of the Bible.
在当中，我先和大家再分享一下，我们怎么去看，我怎么去了解旧约的圣经。
There is no special knowledge needed.
在中间我们不需要任何的特别的知识去了解他们的。
We just need to take it as it comes.
我们只是看到什么我们就了解什么。
Second thing is,
第一件事情,
God's word is a progressive revelation or revealing of himself.
神的话语是一步一步的把他自己的话语表达得更清楚的。
And God makes His plan for us known through His prophets and His promises.
神让他自己的话语经过他的先知，经过他自己的应许来给我们明白。
The third thing is,
第三件事情，
God's word is plain for all people who want to understand it.
神的话语对所有愿意去明白他话语的人来说是容易显明的。
You see, so often we just take it in little.Tiny pieces.
很多时候我们看圣经只是看它一小段一小段一小段。
And then it doesn't make sense.
当我们简单看的时候，我们就不能够明白了。
But if we sit down and read it in large slabs,
但当我们能够坐下来好好的把整段的圣经来看的时候，
then we get the big picture.
我们对这个大的图画能够比较更清楚了。
And we can see what God is wanting us to know.
我们更加能够明白神究竟要我们明白什么。
The fourth thing we've seen so far is that
第四件我们看到的事情是
that King Saul was a bad king.
扫罗王是一个不好的王。
Now this does not mean that God's plan for his people had failed.
但在这里并不是说神对我们的计划已经失败了。
God's plan never fails.
神的计划永远不会失败的。
When King Saul went bad, God didn't need to sit down.
当神看见这个扫罗王变坏了，便不听他的话语的时候
，and say to himself, "I've made a mistake."
神并不是说，哎呀，我做错了，我做了一件错事了。
I'd better come up with a new plan.
我最好还是重新定一个新的计划了。
No, God's will can never be frustrated.
神永远不会因为这些事情你变得非常就不知道应该做什么事情。
God can always be trusted to stay the same.
神永远不变。
People look on the outward things.
人看外表。
But God looks on the heart.
但神看我们的内心。
Now the fifth thing is this.
第五件事情。
The people of Israel saw King Saul.
以色列人怎么样去看他这个扫罗王呢？
As a very tall man.
扫罗王是一个很高的人。
And as they looked at him,
当他们去看他的时候，
they said, "Ah, this man will make a great king."
这么高的人一定可以做一个很好的皇帝了。
Very imposing presence.
他看你他的外表这么的吸引人。
They looked on the outside.
他只是看着他的外表。
God knew what was in Saul's heart.
但是神知道扫罗内心是怎么样。
How wrong the people were.
以色列的人们是多么的错误。
Now today we're going to see a number of things.
今天我们要看好几件的事情。
Firstly is this, if God did not need to change his plan,
第一件事情我们要看的是，如果神是真的不用去改变他的计划的话，
then what he required was obedience in his people.
他所对我们的要求就是要我们要去信服我们的神。
And in our Bible reading today,
在我们今天所读的经文当中，
we see that King Saul failed.
我们看见扫罗王是失败了。
Because he would not obey God's command.
因为他没有按着神的要求去做。
The people had already sinned against God.
以色列的人们已经开始在叛逆神了。
Because they said, "We want to be like the other nations surrounding us."
这些人们说到，我们想要一个王，好像其他在附近的居民一样，有个王来管制我们。
But the other nations were exceedingly wicked.
但是我们发现其他的人住在他们附近的人，他们通通是邪恶的。
Most of these other nations that surrounded them,
所有围着以色列人住的居民
practiced things like child sacrifice.
他们所做的事情，好像把这个小孩子把他献祭了。
Disgusting things.
是非常之不好的事情。
They would often sell their little daughters.
他们可以把他们的女儿把她卖掉。
To the priests of the pagan shrines.
他们把这个女儿卖到其他的外邦的神的这个殿里面去。
For prostitution.
他们把她卖走作为一个妓女。
Vile acts.
这个非常之不好的事情。
And God said to his people, "Don't have anything to do with them."
神对他的以色列民说到，不要做这些的事情。
But the people of Israel said, "Oh, we want to be like the other nations."
但是以色列的人们说，我们要好像他们一样。
So Samuel, give us a king.
所以他们走来找撒乌尔，叫他，你给我们一个王吧。
And when the people of God start to want to do things their way,
当神的子民开始要做他们自己想做要做的事情的时候，
It is no wonder that things start to go wrong.
当然了，这些事情自然了是越来越错误了。
The people of God were absolutely unique.
神的子民在当时是非常之特别的一批人。
God had said to them,
神直言直告诉他们，
"Not only am I your God,
不单止我是你的神。
But I am your king.
我同时是你们的皇。
And the laws that I make,
我给你们的律法
are good laws.
实际是好的律法。
The best laws.
是最好的律法。
Follow these laws.
当你去跟从这个律法的时候。
And you will have a joyful and peaceful life.
你将会有一个愉快还有很好的生活。
Think of the sorrow that would have come into the lives of other people.
你看看其他的人，他不没有这个律法的时候，他们的生活是怎么样？
People from other nations.
其他不同民族的人。
Who felt that they might have to sacrifice.
他们想他们需要把他们的儿女去献祭。
Their first little son that they had.
他们把他们的第一个儿子把他他们把他拿来献祭。
To some idol.
把他献祭到那些偶像偶。偶像上
Think of the anguish in the parents' hearts.
想想那些家长们心里边那种的不安。
On the other hand, God said, "My laws are not like that."
但是我们的神告诉他的子民说，我的律法不是这样子的。
My laws promote peace.
我的律法是平安的。
And kindness
是仁爱的。
All the things that we know.Fit the character of God.
所有神给我们的律法，其实和他的本性，我和他的性格格位是相同的。
God had already warned His people.
神已经警告过他的子民。
Have nothing to do with these other nations.
不要和这些其他的民干有什么关系。
Because if you do.
因为当你们和他们有什么关系的话
then after only a short time,
所以就是一个很短的时间
I know that you will start to copy them.
因为当你们和他们有什么关系的时候你必定的会按着他们所做的来这样做的
But they didn't take much notice of God.
但是他们没有怎么听神的警告
So when they wanted a king,
当他们要求 要自己一个皇的时候
God said, well then,That will be your punishment.
神告诉他们，当你们要一个王的时候，这个王其实是对你们的惩罚。
Because you'll soon find yourself imitating.
因为很快你们就会发现，你们就是在跟随其他的外邦的人。
These other nations.
这其他的外边的不同的民族。
And copying the terrible practices.
重复了他们所做了不好的事情。
That they did.
他们结果还是这样子做。
Because friends, the way of sin is always easy.
各位，因为这个邪恶的罪的道路永远都是比较容易的。
Jesus talked about two roads that we can walk along.
耶稣告诉我们有两条路我们可以走。
He said there's an easy road.
就是有一条是比较容易的。
That is wide and easy.
那一条路是又宽大又容易的。
But it goes downhill.
但是这条路是往低下走的。
And it leads to death.
以他这条路最后引到死亡的里边去。
He said there is another way.
耶稣也说有另外一条路。
God's way.
那是神的道路。
That is narrow.
还是比较窄的。
And it's often very hard.
你同时间那是不容易走的。
But it goes upwards to heaven.
但是它一边呢，就引领到我们到天国去。
And leads to eternal life.
去到永恒的生命的当中。
And now the people of God had made a choice.
那现在人，我们要做一个决定。
They said, "We'll take the easy road that goes downwards."
他们决定要走一条容易的道路。
And now their king was leading them.
也同时间，他们的皇引领他们走这条路去。
Now we get in this chapter the story about the Amalekite people.
来到这个时候，我们发现这个故事和这个阿玛利人是有关系的。
Who were known in the ancient world?
在当时，在这个古代的这个时候
，as being very cruel and vicious.
对，这些阿玛利人是非常的残忍的人。
They practiced those things that I've just described.
他们所做的事情就好像我刚才已经所说到一样。
And God said to the people.If they are allowed to stay where they are, you'll all soon be like it.
神已经告诉他的子民说，如果你让这个阿玛利人留在你们身边的时候，你们很快了，就好像和他们一样了。
So if they won't flee before you,
要不然他们走，
they will have to be destroyed.
他就必须要
a terrible decision.
这是个很不好不容易的决定。
But it was the only way.
但是只有这个方法。
If God's people were going to be able to demonstrate the light and the truth of God to the world,
and
in our reading, we hear how King Saul,
在我们刚才所读的经文当中, 我们发现扫罗王
did not follow out the command of God,
并没有按着神的要求去把所有的事情都做了,
but kept back some of the spoils of war for himself.
在当中他把一些他在战场上他发现这不错的东西留下来,
power had gone to his head.
当权力去到他的头颅上之后,
he thought that because he's king,
因为我是皇嘛,
he could override the rule of God.
我可以把神的要求改死了。
Now there are a couple of things we need to remember before we conclude.
在有几件事情我们必须要明白的。
And let me spell them out for you.
让我在这里和大家分享。
This is not a nice or an easy chapter of the Bible to read.
这并不是一个很愉快、很容易可以去读的一个章节。
So let me answer a few questions that may have come into your mind.
让我先去替你们解决几个你们在脑海中的问题。
When you think about this,
当你今天在想的时候,
God was not unjust in ordering the destruction of the Amalekites.
神要求把整个亚玛利人所有的人牛羊通通毁灭的这个要求并不是这个不公义的。
Any more than it was unjust,
任何不公义的事情,
for the nations of the world,
这个就好像我们当年我们很多的国家一起起来,
to fight against the evils of Adolf Hitler,
我们在当时很多的国家起来一起的攻打这个希特拉,
or Stalin in Russia,
或者是斯大林,
or, as you would remember, the Japanese invasion of China.
我们要记起日本的侵略中国的时候,
they were evil,
他们是邪恶的,
and it was right for the people to defend themselves.
这是对那个去保护自己的人来说，这是起来争战是对的。
That's what God was doing.
这正是神所做的事情。
He was saying, get in first.
神说，先起来。
Because these people have already come out against you.
因为这些人，这些阿玛尼人已经准备要来攻打你的了。
To fight against you and just to kill needlessly.
如果他们来攻打你的时候，他们同样要把你们杀清光的。
And when you look at it in the light of the big picture,
当我们去看这个大的图画的时候,
God was only bringing forward,
神只是把一个事情带到他们面前,
the day of judgment for these Amalekite people.
神只是把他们的这个审判提前的带到他们的中间。
But people say, what about the children? Why did they have to die?
有朋友问，为什么要让那些小孩子死了？
We know from history that little children were taught from their mother's arms to hate and to kill, and they were trained in evil and the vilest cruelties. The seeds of cruelty had already been sown in their hearts. So it was for the sake of and to spare his people that God ordered the destruction of the Amalekites. God had to weigh it up. And for the sake of his people, he had to make that decision. As our nations had to make it in the end of the
1930s.
Now, what's the message that we can get out of this today? The important message is in verse 22 and 23. And these are the words of Samuel to King Saul. When Saul tried to put up this excuse,
但是扫罗要把所有的可能的这个指口拿出来的时候,
when he said, "Oh, I've kept the Lord's command,"
他告诉扫罗，我对神所有的命令我都遵守了。He
half kept it. That's all.
但是他只是守了一半。
And if it had been left as it was,
他就把其他的留下来了。
The result would have been worse.
因为这样子让到这个情况更加的恶劣。
That if he'd not gone against them at all,
因为他没有完全按照神的要求来做的时候，情况变得更差了。
So God spoke through Samuel.
神指撒罗耳来对扫罗王这样子说。
And he said,
他这样子说了。
Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices?
难道神是喜悦这个燔祭和平安祭吗？
As much as in obeying the word of the Lord.
起于神喜悦人顺从他的话，信从他的话。
To obey is better than to sacrifice.
听命胜于燔祭。
And to listen to God.
信顺从。
Is better than all the fat of rams.
信从胜于公羊的自由。
He said, because you have rejected the word of the Lord,
因为你不听神的命令,
God has rejected you as king.
你既然厌弃耶和华的命令, 耶和华要献祭你做皇。
Now, remember this, please, friends.
我们要留意这里。
Pleasing God does not come by thinking,
让神喜悦并不是只单单从我们的思想里边可以做的,
that we can do things our way.
而同时间我们在做我们自己想要做的事情,
or thinking that we can rewrite God's command.
我们在想我们可以把神的对我们的要求改死。
Sometimes,
有些时候,
God does ask very hard things from us.
神有些时候真实的要对我们有很大的要求。
From the very first command that he gave to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
在微想啊，在这个伊甸园的时候，神对亚当和夏娃所给他们的命令。
To the command that he gave to King Saul.
今天他给了这个命令给扫罗王。
To give all the spoils of war to destruction.
他说了，把撒阿玛利人所有的东西都毁灭了。
King Saul said, "We need to keep these good things. They will help us in our economy."
但是扫罗王说，哎呀，我留下这些好的东西，帮助我们的经济啊。
But that wasn't God's way.
但是这不是神的要求。
God had said to his people clearly,
神对他的子民说得很清楚了。
Trust me,
他说了，你相信我。
And everything that you need,
当你相信我的时候，所有你需要的东西
will be provided for you.
我就会给你了。And
the people had already seen this.
而他的子民已经经历过、看过这种事情了。When
they wandered 40 years in the desert,
当他们在旷野40年的时候,
everything that they needed was provided.
他们所要的所有东西都给供应了。
They had seen God's kind hand at work.
他们看见神慈爱的手怎么去看顾他们。
God wanted to be the loving provider for his people.
神是来为慈爱的供应者。
Like a loving father provides for his wife and children.
这好像这个爱着他家庭的父亲对他们整个家庭儿女妻子的供应一样。
So they didn't need to save any of these things that they'd taken from the Amalekites in order for them to prosper as a nation. Their eyes were on imitating the world, and not living for God.
他们只看着怎么样，好像其他民族一样，而没有想到要怎么样去活在神的领导领度下。
Many years later,
很多年之后,
it was Jesus who said,
是耶稣他这样子说了,
"Do not worry about what you shall eat,
不要再忧虑你要吃什么,
or what you shall drink,
你要喝什么,
or what you shall wear,
你要穿什么,
For it is the unbelievers who seek after these things.
这是不信的人所追求的。
But seek first and above all things.
但是在这里是思想在天上的事情。
The kingdom of God.
先思想神的国。
Meaning, don't be like the kingdom of Saul.
就代表当我们思想神的国的时候，就是代表我们不要去思想好像扫罗的国一样。
But seek first the kingdom of God.
先求神的国。
And the righteous living that goes with that. And all that we need will be given to us. So the lesson about Samuel and King Saul is still relevant today. Let us never be tempted to turn aside from following God's way.
不要被诱惑，就把我们的人转离开神。
His way.
让我们不要离开神的道路。
Is the way of peace.
什么道路是和平的道路。
In our first Bible reading this morning,
在我们今天第一个经课的里边。
From the book of Philippians chapter 4,
在腓立比书第四章里面这样子说到,
it tells us that if we will go God's way,
当我们走在神的道路的里面的时候,
then God's peace,
神的平安,
which is so great,
就是张围很大很大的,
that we cannot really understand the fullness of it.
这个平安大了我们根本不能够想象,
he says that peace,
这个平安,
will keep your heart.
将会让帮助我们的心。
Now that's your spiritual needs.
这个告诉我们是我们属灵上的需要。
But it will also keep your mind.
同时间是帮助我们的脑筋。
Which are your emotional needs.
要帮助了我们感情上的需要。
And will keep you not only in peace.
在中间不单止帮助我们不在生活在平安的当中。
But in joy, no matter what comes your way,
不管有什么事情将会发生在我们的身上,
and that, friends, is what has kept Christians going.
各位朋友，这就是为什么神的话语可以帮助我们继续在这个地上生活了。
I read only the other day again,
在前几天我看了一件这样的故事,
of a very great athlete,
有一个很好的运动员,
who died as a prisoner,
他在这个监狱里边死了,
in a Japanese camp,
在这个日本的这个监狱的里边,
towards the end of the Second World War.
在这个第二次世界大战的,
his name was Eric Liddell,
Eric Liddell,
who won the gold medal,
他赢了一个金牌,
in the 400 meters,
400米的,
at the 1924 Olympic Games.
1924年的这个奥运会里边赢了一个400米的金牌。
He died joyfully.
但是他死的时候，他是很喜乐的离开。
Even though he was cruelly treated,
虽然他被虐待,
because he trusted in God,
因为他在心里面他相信神,
and he found the peace.
他在中间看见神给他的平安,
that passed all understanding.
在当中超越了他所在他的自私上面的事情,
that peace was keeping his heart.
这个平安在他的心里面,
but also kept him peaceful.
同时间让他的头颅都是有平安的,
because it kept his mind.
因为他这个平安使到他的心灵里面有平安,
centered on the promises of God.
让我们的眼目 定睛在神的应许里边,
unlike King Saul,
不要好像扫罗一样,
Brother Liddell said, Jesus,
当这位 Liddell 他说到耶稣啊,
is my king,
耶稣是我的王,
and I will not stop,
我, 因为耶稣是我的王, 我不会停下来,
from following him,
停下, 我不会停下来, 来跟随耶稣。
Liddell wasn't from China,
Liddell虽然不是从中国而来,
but he'd gone out there as a missionary.
但是他曾经去到中国那边作为一个传道人。
He didn't mind dying for Jesus.
他对他来说，为耶稣死是不是一个问题？
Because he was obeying the call of Jesus.
因为他按着耶稣对他的呼召去生活。
I want to suggest it's better to follow Liddell.
我邀请大家都去跟随了这个脚步。
Than foolish King Saul.
跟随这位朋友的脚步比跟随扫罗更好。
Would you pray with me?
我们一起的来祷告吧。
Heavenly Father, we ask now.
我们的天父，我们现在请求你。
That you will send us your grace.
我们求你把你的恩典赐给我们。
To make up our minds.
帮助我们去在思想当中做好准备。
To live exclusively for you.
主就是单单的为着你而生活。
To walk in your light.
在生命当中走在你的光明当中。
And to follow your ways.
行走在你的道路的里边。
So that we might bring glory to your name.
这样让我们把你可以高举你的名，使你的名得荣耀。
And through doing that,
在通过我们的行为，我们生活当中
，Your peace in our lives，
你让使你的平安在我们的生命当中。
It is in Jesus' name that we pray this。
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen。